Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. Your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we're airing a message on the subject of discouragement. One of the devil's most effective tools in hindering the work of God is to discourage his people. Today's message examines the causes and cures for discouragement in our lives. We pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. If you would like to order today's message, stay tuned until the end of today's program for a phone number and address where you can order a copy on CD. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
Do you sometimes look at your life, and the older we get, the greater danger we have of this taking place? Do you sometimes look at your life and wish for the old days? Do you sometimes look at your family and wish it could be like it used to be? How about our country? Take your pick. Maybe it was that dream job you got, huh? 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And now you're looking at it and you're wishing for the old days, the good old days. Isn't it funny how we look back and the old days kind of get themselves a rosy glow? But when we were going through them, it really didn't look that way. And you see, this is exactly what the Lord is countering here. These people are discouraged. They were so discouraged, they left off the building of the temple for 15 years. They've gotten back to the work, but now that they've made just the littlest amount of progress, they're discouraged again. Because the ancients among them are looking at that and they're going, this is nothing compared to Solomon's temple. But God has some things to say. And maybe you're looking at something in your life, maybe you're looking at your life, and you're saying to yourself, boy, things just are not what they used to be. All right? All right, what do we do? What do we do with the disappointment and discouragement that faulty memory can deal to us? Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we pray for your leadership and guidance in the moments that we have together. We pray, Father, that as Israel was preached to by Haggai, that our hearts and minds might grasp and understand and learn the things that we need to go forward in life for your glory and honor. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, back in September of 1886, began a message on this portion of Scripture this way. He said, Satan is always doing his utmost to stay the work of God. He hindered these Jews from building the temple, and today he endeavors to hinder the people of God from spreading the gospel. A spiritual temple is to be builded for the Most High God, and if by any means the evil one can delay its uprising, he will stick at nothing. If he can take us off from working with faith and courage for the glory of God, he will be sure to do it. He is very cunning and knows how to change his argument and yet keep to his design. He little cares how he works so long as he can hurt the causes of God. You've heard me say it before, but the devil plays with smoke and mirrors. And more often than not, he doesn't hurt us directly, but as he deceives us, we begin to think wrong thoughts, feel wrong feelings, and then take wrong actions. And he just stands back and he laughs. An old fable has it that the devil was putting most of his tools on sale, and someone that was shopping through those tools noticed a particular tool that wasn't named, that was priced well above any of the other tools. In fact, the price on it was ridiculous. And the fella asked Satan, he said, what is this tool and why is it priced so high? And he says, that is the tool of discouragement. He said, and incidentally, it was a well-worn tool. He said, I can use it on anybody. And he said, once I get into the person with this tool, He said, I can put just about any thought that I want into their head. And he said, the great thing about this tool is that very few people know that it belongs to me. I don't know about you, but when I get discouraged, the hardest part about discouragement is I believe my discouragement. And what that shows is I don't recognize where it's coming from. And so I want to talk to you this morning on that very subject, because what the people are experiencing and the reason they needed the prophecies of Haggai was to keep them encouraged, because they had gotten discouraged. And they had run into all of this opposition. In fact, if you read all of Haggai, the two chapters, and you read the book of Ezra, you find out that the peoples that later on came to be known as the Samaritans. Remember the despised Samaritans in John chapter 4? This was part of the reason that the Jews despised them. This goes way back in their history. But that opposition, and the people are going to respond to the voice of God's man. They're going to begin to build again. But after only 1 month, they're going to get discouraged. They're going to get disappointed. And they're going to get disappointed by what they're building, and they're going to get discouraged in the work that they're doing. And the prophet Haggai is going to encourage them to carry on. Now, again, we can get discouraged. I look at our world. I look at our country. I'll just be honest with you. I went and had those tests done this week, and I had gotten a call Monday from a guy and said, hey, can you fill in for me and play hockey, play goal Tuesday night? And I get to fill in once in a while and play a little bit. And, you know, everybody's got their thing that helps them just kind of forget and blow off some steam, and that's mine. And I said, no, I'm going to be out of town. And I remember hanging up the phone. I started to have a pity party. I went out and bought the hats, got some of the decorations, and I was going to start setting up for a pity party. You know, I just thought, hey, I don't want to play hockey. I don't want to go down and get a bone marrow biopsy. Doesn't that sound like fun? Go down to Houston, Texas. It was Wednesday. It was 99 degrees, 95% humidity. Yeah, you walk out of the air conditioning, it's like walking in, it's like walking into a wall of water is what it's like. And the trip went good, and I thank God. I'll tell you what, we have the best health care in the whole world. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. And I can't complain, folks. I can't complain. I could call the advanced practice nurse who's right alongside of this doctor, who by all argument is the number one mad scientist doctor on my disease in the whole world. And I can call her page from Monday to Friday during the day, and within 15 minutes or half an hour, I'll get a return call. And they want me down there every 6 months. How can I complain? But sometimes we do, don't we? Because we get disappointed. We get disappointed. We get looking at our circumstances sometimes, and we get disappointed. I want to talk to you this morning about the causes of this disappointment, and then I want to talk to you about the victory over this disappointment. Let's talk first about the causes of this disappointment. Now, the reasons are obvious. It involved what I call faulty memory. Remember, the devil plays with smoke and mirrors. He tries to deceive. And if he can deceive us, we'll hurt ourselves. We'll damage ourselves. And I've watched folks fall prey to this. I've watched them leave a good marriage. I've seen guys quit a good job. I've seen people leave a good church. I've seen people leave God in their walk with the Lord. I've sadly seen people leave life. Really, that's what suicide is, folks. People get hopeless, they get discouraged, they get despondent, and they take their own life. In Pilgrim's Progress, a pilgrim was taken by giant despair and put in the dungeon of his castle. And he got so far into the slough of despond, he noticed in a corner of the room all of the instruments of suicide. There was poison. There was a knife. And he was tempted to use them. You know what that was about? Faulty memory. Look at verse 3. Some of the causes of disappointment are the things we remember. Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? It had been 66 years since Solomon's temple had been destroyed. And now they were rebuilding the temple. But some of them looked at it and they said, man, this is junk compared to what it used to be. This seems so shabby. Folks, it's okay to remember the past. It's okay to remember the good memories of the good old days. But you know what we got to be careful of? If we're not careful, we won't visit the past. We'll settle down and we'll live in the past.
We want to thank you for being with us today. It is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message on the subject of discouragement. One of the hardest things about discouragement is that we tend to accept discouraging thoughts as true, when in fact, God has better days planned ahead for our future. Today, we're reminded that God is in control, and for the Christian, our best days are assuredly ahead of us. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, if you would like to order a copy of today's message, CDs are available for a suggested contribution of $5 each. Our address is Treasures of Truth, care of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, 1300 South Terry Avenue, Meridian, Idaho, 83642. Our phone number is area code 208-888-4545. Our webpage address is www.tvbc.org. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church. We welcome you to our services on Sunday at 9:15 a.m. for Sunday school, at 10:30 a.m. for morning worship and preaching, at 5:45 p.m. for Bible preaching and teaching, and also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for more Bible preaching and teaching.